Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
Boys for the red team.
Under fire.
What's up? What's happening? This is Mlineni, the long-awaited, and this is the Gamer Zone Show, where we talk about games, the news, what's hot, what's happening. And today I'm just going to be telling you about the games that are coming out, not really soon as you would expect, but I mean, some of them are like a month away, a few days. Others are like 2 months, 3 months ahead, but at least from now, you can start planning and budgeting, knowing exactly where you're headed and how much you're going to need to save. I mean, there's other people out there that have the money that don't mind even not budgeting. They just blow it up, like, you know, just like that game comes up, they buy. This comes out, they just buy and afford it. But look, for some gamers like me that need to actually strategize and think that, okay, put some money behind your pocket, you know, at the back pocket, just keep a little bit of some money, whether it be dollars, pounds, euros, rands, everything that you've got there, just put that money aside and keep saving. Like, that actually started for me when I was back in high school and I had the PS2 and the PS3 as well. So I started saving up money and I would go to, like, you know, some shops and buy some games. And that made me feel this sense of reward that, like, wow, I actually worked hard for this. I earned it, even though it takes me a while. And then I end up just getting the games maybe, like, secondhand because they were traded in. But still, got to enjoy it. So I'd just like to say that, look, if that is your strategy, go for it. Go all out. But make sure that you know the games that you're buying and that you really are interested in it. The first game I'm going to mention right now is Stray. This one has been announced for a while now. So you play as a cat, but there's kind of like it has a bit of a twist to it. So now this world is in a cyberpunk kind of like world filled with robots. So you're going to be playing as the cat, and then you're just going to be protecting yourself, going out there, exploring as well. So because of the stature that you have, you can go underneath cars, you can go on roofs as well, and you can be sneaky because, I mean, you're a cat, so look at the advantages. And you've obviously played a little bit of these other games like Goat Simulator. I've never played it, and I was like, seen the videos, and I'm like, okay, it looks interesting, but now this is different. It's not really a simulator. This is going to be like some actual fun action type of game. And this one releases on July 19, 2022, PS5, PS4, as well as on PC. Now, the next game is As Dusk Falls. Now, this one reminds me of Telltale. So, I've played a lot of Telltale games like The Walking Dead. I've played The Wolf Among Us, Game of Thrones, and I've got a good friend of mine that loves these games. Like, she always tells me that she's replaying these Telltale games, and I'm like, wow, you really enjoy them, and it's because of the choices that you can make in the storyline. So, now, this game gives me the vibe and the feels. Sad enough that it only comes out on the Xbox Series X and Xbox One, as well as on PC July 19 as well of this year. But now this one is an interactive drama where you're going to be exploring the lives of two families. So there's a robbery that goes wrong, and then their stories kind of connect. And it's like a bad robbery, like something just tragic that happens. And then now you're in control of their lives and the relationship. So you kind of get to know both sides of the story, and then you get to see how linked they are. And obviously, there's always a twist in it. But, like, look, if you've played Telltale games or any games like Until Dawn, where you just explore and then there's a good story, and you're into those type of story games, you know, slow, driven, go for it. I would say this is good. This is your type of game. The next game is Saints Row. So now this one is like a reboot, basically, with a complete makeover from the series. So previously, I used to play Saints Row on the PS3, and that was the first one I ever played. Yeah, I played Saints Row 3 on PlayStation 3, and it was good. Like, it was alright. A little bit weird with the whole alien thing, and then it's like Grand Theft Auto, and then they were competing with GTA San Andreas back when Saints Row 2 came out, and that was actually quite good. Then Saints Row 3 came out, then there was Aliens, and I was like, it's okay. A little bit weird. And then they came out with some adult humor, and it was like, yeah, okay, fine. This is a little bit hectic now. So not just all ages can play. No, it's like more for the mature-minded. And then it was just like a lot of fun. Then there was Saints Row 4, which I played. Get Out of Hell, I never played. Now, This one is like a reboot, so completely different, and it's going to be like, it looks like it's a lot of fun. Graphics look good. I can't say it's going to compete with GTA. I think, and I would like to hope, it is better than Watch Dogs. Yes, some people out there hate me for saying that. They've complained that, why don't you like Watch Dogs? What is the problem? Why do you compare games at times? And I'm like, no, it's not that I compare them, but sometimes the developer makes a statement to say, this game is going to be like this, it's going to be exciting, similar to this. And I played Watch Dogs and I was like, no, GTA is still better, man. Like, I'll play Grand Theft Auto. But Saints Row, I love it because of the humor. And I'm hoping that they keep the same feels to it. So, look, you got to play this game as well as you can have co-op as well, where someone just hops into your world. They can keep the progress and the weapons that they find in your world. Everything that they get from you and you as well, in return, if you go into another person's world, you keep it and go with it to yours. That's exciting. That's good for me. Similar to GTA, so like I said, it is very similar to Grand Theft Auto, but also good, exciting. But just don't hope that it's better than Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto 5 was the best. We're always going to play it. No matter how many times they do re-releases and reboots of the game, we're always going to play the game. That's no lie. Even the online servers are still good. I've been seeing a lot of videos on YouTube. I haven't played online yet, but I've played the game quite a lot of times. Later on PS3... played it on PS4 twice, and yeah, I must say, it's quite good. So Saints Row comes out on PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X, Xbox One, PC, August 23rd, later this year. The next game is The Lord of the Rings Gollum. Now, this one is quite interesting because you're not playing normally as, like, you know, the heroes and, you know, like, as the knights, the swordsmen and all that. No, no, no. This one is quite different. You're playing as Gollum. Now, Gollum is quite an interesting character because if you are a fan of this series, you would know that he kind of has a split personality disorder. So he's got that whole thing where he's got two personalities. So rather, instead of him just keeping to a straight person that he is normally, he would just switch up. All of a sudden, he's this wicked guy. He's just like weird and all that. I don't even know if he has or she has a gender, but I don't know. But Gollum is quite cool, and it's really like cool in the movies as well. Like, you know, I've watched the movies a lot. I've played the games on PS2 as well. I think it was Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. That was so exciting. I played another one on PS2. I think it was some cool one on PS2 where it was like an RPG, but then now this one is like you take turns, you know, like I hit you, you hit me, then the best man wins, and then the next one again and again. It was one of those slow fights, but it was actually quite cool because, like, you know, you're there with your squad, there's three of you guys there. It was like really a lot of fun, and I enjoy those type of games. So now this one is going to be different. It is a stealth action adventure game, and yeah, I'm keen on this one as well. Like, it looks good. It's going to be out on the PlayStations, the Xboxes, the PC as well. That is September 1st, later on this year. The last one I'm going to mention is, I'm kind of annoyed about this one, but look, we don't really have a choice anymore. Like I said, that there's going to be so many other reboots like GTA 5 where they keep making it for the next gen consoles until, I don't know how many times they're going to keep milking out these games and just keep making money through them. But this one is coming out on PS5 and PC. You can take a guess. This is an exclusive by Sony, which is no longer an exclusive because now it's on PC. And that's The Last of Us Part 1. I'm shocked. I didn't expect that. I would have expected them to make The Last of Us Part 2. But yeah, look, Part 1 is getting a reboot for the next-gen console. So, and look, it was good. I enjoyed it when it came out in 2013. On PS3, so sad enough, the PS3 that I had was just a little bit secondhand, so it was a little bit broken, so I could never finish games because it would just like switch off out of the blue. The lens would just go dead on me, and then I had to find a way to get another console. So a cousin of mine got me another console, and then I had to, like, you know, pay him off for that. It was good. I played The Last of Us, the graphics were amazing. So we ended up having, like, to enjoy this game so much that we played it so many times, and the experience felt so different each time. It was great playing it at nighttime as well, or early in the morning where there's not a lot of light, and it was just, like, a lot of fun. So if you've never played this, go for it. It's about a zombie apocalypse game where this girl specifically, she, without any spoilers, let me not spoil it, actually, she meets another guy who's also on his journey, and he just lost his daughter as well. So it's like, okay, he takes care of her. And then he's like, okay, I'll help you reach to the point where you want to go to, and I'll be that guy for you. And it's actually a sad story. Very emotional. The first hour of it, like, most people cried. I didn't cry, but yeah, you get the gist of it. It was exciting. It was good. But that's all for now. And yeah, look, I hope you can let me know in the socials as well what you're looking out for, what games are you going to go for. I know I'm going to go for Saints Row. Out of all of these, I prefer those type of games. I love open world games. I love playing games like that. I still need to finish Saints Row 3 Remastered on PS4. Still got it sealed. I haven't opened it, but yeah, I should finish that one because I played Saints Row 4. I should finish this one, but hey, let me know what you think.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.